express yourself.
Hello, up and down the Kuskokwim. I'm not your regular host, but I'm your host today, Grady Deaton. And when I was going to sit here, I was a little nervous, and I had to find a co-host. So I reached out to Ina Pavla, and she's going to introduce herself and tell you how you can call in.
Hi, my name is Ina Pavla. Working today. I'm actually not working, but I'm just co-hosting with Grady this morning. And the numbers to call for the talk line are 543-5985, 543-2756. And if you're out in the village, you can call 1-800-995-8954.
And we already have a caller, Mr. John Nick from Bethel. Go ahead, sir.
How you doing? You got new receptors, people there?
Oh, well, no, just a couple people out, John. Couple people out.
Oh, okay, because you'd expect Peter Astrick and somebody else.
Yeah, they're just not in the office today. Yeah, I think you have your radio up. I'm hearing a little bit of feedback, so if you could turn your radio down and go ahead and tell us what you want to say.
Okay, better now?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you know, I wasn't going to mention this, but it's been a problem with me. GCI, I went in the first time I was introduced to a cell phone. That was just last year, and I went and got one. They gave me a phone, and that it's called Max West, the name of the phone company.
Uh-huh.
The name of the phone. Anyway, I was having problems with it within the year. I went back to the electronics department up in Wells Fargo, the new one that they just updated and just opened recently. I had them check my battery, and you know what he stated to me? He said that the phone I got was... The batteries, they don't make batteries for that phone no more. I wonder why sell me an obsolete phone when I have a set income and all the other elderly might have a set income and letting us not know that these devices were outdated. Hmm. Now I can't even get a battery. I don't even have a phone and I made payments. I'm 3 weeks behind without services. Now I got to wait till my next payment so that I can get another phone.
Oh,
I don't see why GCI don't look up these models and see if they're outdated or not. Why take advantage of the people when they have problems like I do and then reinstate to have a new phone? I don't understand their type of business. It's like one time I ordered, I had a grass cutter.
Mm-hmm.
I bought that model, and then all I wanted was a part for it to be like brand new. They didn't even have that part. This is the type of business we run here in Bethel. You order a model, and then you don't even have the parts to back it up. I don't get that. It's all money. All they want is money, money, money. You know, you should, like an Anchorage, you buy something there, they have all the necessary equipment to repair that, whatever you bought here. They don't even... checking the dates of their phones here. You know, you have a lot of time to be checking these phones, make sure they're dated, and make sure you have all the right equipment, such as batteries and all that, to be available when your phone does have a problem, instead of selling stock that's outdated. That ain't right. That's no way to run a business. And that's my complaint for the day. And I'm going to let them people know when I go make my payments exactly what I said here on the radio. Don't be taking advantage of people, because a lot of people don't have that advantage to be taken of, you know. A lot of people are on set incomes, and they have only certain various things that they can buy. You know, do your job and look up these darn things. See if they're out there or not, if we can buy parts. If you can't, disregard them and get a new one. Simple terms.
I can appreciate your frustration, John. You know, it's another bigger problem is planned obsolescence in all of our consumer electronics and consumer devices.
Well, the main seller right now is the cell phones.
Mm-hmm.
And they should be looking at that, because I was introduced to a cell phone a year ago. Now I can see the problems that may arise. I'm just disclosing the information that you should ask. and they should tell you. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
I'm not talking about other appliances. You could regard other appliances also, but the cell phone is number one seller here in Bethel. That's the only means of communication standards that you may have. And if you're out in the world and if something like that happens, it may cost your life.
No
doubt. Never know. So they should be updated on that, you know?
Well, I hope you the best of luck when you do talk to their customer service. I certainly hope that they make you a happy customer.
Well, I'm not the only one I'm talking for. I'm talking for all people
for all
who have cell phones, not just my concern.
All right, well,
I'm concerned for everybody else's concerns, too. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Let's do business fairly, not shady. Anyway, I want to wish everyone a really good, safe weekend. The hunting's still on. When you're out there hunting, please bring up your trash and make sure whatever you're shooting at is an animal and make sure you're shooting the right species. Don't get overly excited. Bring your trash home.
All right. Have an excellent day,
okay.
John.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
See? Bye.
I want to make a comment. Ina, you might not listen to Talkline every Friday because I know you're a busy person, but we've had some callers in the past few times that have sworn or made a derogatory statement. I wanted to let the callers know that me and the person on the board here are going to take a hard line. We want to make sure that people are well aware if you swear or if you make any derogatory, like inflammatory remarks toward other people, we might dump the call, erring on the side of caution. You can understand. In the meantime...
Yes, indeed.
I have Alexi from Nepakiak. Go ahead, Alexi.
Yeah, good morning. I'm glad John took that out on his cell phone. I have the same problem. They don't have the battery. They don't order it out there. And I'm glad he mentioned that and take it out. We are being taken advantage a long time ago. We always have been. And they shouldn't be doing that. These are people that are coming from the outside of Alaska and taking advantage of us. We don't do that. We Native people don't do that. We share people equally instead of trying to take advantage just because of the money. And most of the people that come from Low 40, they come here to work just for the money, and they go back and take that money back. And we're losing money in the state of Alaska. That part needs to probably, you know, cut off no more. You know, we shouldn't be treated like that. The other thing that I really wanted to say was, I'm glad to start the advertising stand for Alaska. And I encourage all the village. All the village to vote yes on ballot number one. I want them to vote yes. I encourage them. Don't vote no. And that's what I want all the villages to vote. And in Bethel too. Because that is something that's going to hurt us in the long run if that no vote wins. And that's my concern. And thanks for letting me speak my mind. Thank you.
Thank you, Alexi, and have an excellent morning. We have another caller already on the line. It's Sana from Bethel. Go ahead, Sana. Good morning.
Yep, I got a question. My brother was in a boat accident about a month ago, and the feds were involved, the fishing game, and we never heard the outcome of it. And I was just wondering what's going on about the feds, and I heard they got sent home, and my buddy's sent him to rest, and I don't know what's going on with Bethel. You know, Bethel's getting corrupt or what? We're just wondering them. I just want answers. What happened to that boat accident? And there's no answers, and we never hear anything about it. And no results, nothing.
You're curious about the boat accident, which happened how long back?
About a month ago in August.
I see. Well, I don't have an answer for you, but I am curious now just because you're mentioning it. Tell me a little bit more about
that. Boat accident, a fishing game. Fishing game hurt and
pushed
out of here.
I know.
And we don't have no questions. And yeah, they outside everything. The feds outside everything. This is my brother. And I don't know why. The feds outside everything and not devote the truth to the people. Because we're Native. I bet if we were white, it would have been a different story, huh? You go to white people, yeah, they have answers. But we're natives, and they don't. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand.
We're natives. And they all put us down like we're nothing. And it hurts because you got no answers. What really happened to that accident?
Well, son, I hope that you can get the answers you deserve. I'm curious. I'm going to look into that. This is the boat accident.
They have a
fishing game.
The federal government, all side stuff. Federal government hurt and cleaned up their stuff right away. They want everything to be clean on their side. But as of us natives, we always got hurt. And if it was a white person, it'd be different. You know what I mean?
If there's
one of the fishing game guys that died, it would have been a big story. You know what I mean?
Yes, we do.
It'd be a talk of the town, but... And as of us names, you know, it all hurt. We're always put down so much. Nobody cares for us. You guys don't know. The KKK, the white people, they all just want their stuff covered, but... Us names are always put down. Hardest.
Yes, it could be very hard. You know,
okay.
One of the things that you could probably do is try get a hold of your tribe, whatever tribe you belong to.
Yeah, Bethel was just a commitment in council, but yeah, we do. But you know what they do? Nothing.
Okay.
Have a good morning. We'll talk to you later.
Thank you for calling.
Boys, thank you for calling, son. I can appreciate the pain. I can hear pain in his voice, and I can appreciate that. I don't know if he had a family member or friend that was hurt or injured or lost in that accident he's
talking about.
I think
he mentioned that he lost somebody there. So, yeah,
I definitely can feel for his loss.
Yeah. We have Wilson from Bethel calling in right now. Wilson, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. This is Wilson Green in beautiful downtown Bethel.
Good morning, Wilson. Boy, you know, hearing your mother on the radio just tickles me so much.
what I wanted to call on is the drastic improvements Knick has made on our roads thanks to Knick and their crew. I do want to mention the cautionary measure when it comes to construction sites. You're supposed to slow down if you're a driver, especially if you're a cab driver. You need to slow down. I was flagging to some the other day, and most of the speeders were the cabbers, you know. And when you're flagging and you motion your hand, palm facing the driver up and down, that's supposed to mean slow. Common sense, you know. Most of the regular drivers, which means they're not cab drivers, but the regular people that are driving cars and trucks, when they see me, you know, slowing and doing the slow down motion up and down with my right hand, they complied. But most of the drivers, the cab drivers, they didn't do that. You know, they're not from Bethel. Notice how I paused because, you know, people that are not from Bethel shouldn't try to run our community. I'm really sad to say that YKHC, ABCP, ONC, and the city of Bethel have a tendency to really focus on bringing in outside people to lead this department or lead that department. And when there's qualified people here in Bethel, you know, YK pushes that grow your own, but it's all words, you know. There's no action to it. And that's sad to say, and I hope Dan Winkleman is listening because he's the man. He needs to do what he can to follow suit with what's going on in Bethel, especially throughout the year. September is Suicide Awareness Month, and I haven't really heard nothing when it comes to YKHC and what they're doing to try to help curb suicide. And ABCP as a whole, you know, Chillister region, that's Southwest Alaska, has the highest suicide rate in Alaska. And that's pretty sad to hold that record year after year after decade after decade. What are they doing to try to curb that suicide rate? Nothing. It's pretty sad. Our service providers are sitting on this rotten egg and not doing anything to try to fix it. And that's my comment. And I'd like to hear more from that young lady because, she's a co-host. So keep up the good work, co-host. Bye.
All right. It was good to hear from you, Wilson. I saw you the other day working on the roads there, and it sure is a smoother ride going back, from work to ONC. And I'm glad you mentioned something about suicide because we just had our community wellness gathering, and that went really good. And we're gearing to have our... October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and we're gearing to have 2-day October 4 and 5 Women's Empowering Conference. And so we're going to have Eleanor Rowe coming in, and it's going to be in the evenings from 6 to 9:30. It's hosted by ONC, MSPI. MSPI stands for, I like to say Methamphetamine Suicide Private Investigators, but it's actually Methamphetamine Suicide Prevention Initiative. So I'm proud and I'm glad to be a part of that and glad to be a part of this.
Is YKHC a member or partner with you on that at all?
We do partner with YKHC and we do work with YKHC, and the last travel we made out to the village, reaching out wherever a response to a suicide, we went, YKHC came along, and we are partnering with YKHC, and we'll be doing some traveling with YK.
Well, Ruth has been patiently waiting to get on. Ruth from Bethel, look forward to hearing what you have to say, Ruth. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning to Grady and Ina Pavla.
Oh, no, who's that stranger?
Hi, Sister Ina.
Hi, Ruth.
Well, I'm glad you guys are there, and I did see Wilson, too, on the road, and I slowed down. I just want to get the word across as we come closer to voting. Some people might get mixed up because the wording sometimes, some people, we need to let them understand the Proposition 1. Shall the City of Bethel adopt a local option to prohibit the sale of alcoholic beverages? If you vote yes on this ballot question number 1, the community is saying we want to stop the preventing the sale of alcoholic beverages. So if you vote yes, no more selling of alcohol. But if you vote no, means you want the community of Bethel to remain out of local options, allowing for the sale of alcoholic beverages in the community of Bethel. It's such a tragic thing that happened in the past. So many tragic things happened, and overworking of our community workers, especially the fire department that did 911 calls and people are almost freezing. One of my sons saved a couple of them. Another son saved another one. And nobody even saw this person. People were driving up after they had the fireworks. They thought it was a trash bag. But my son and his wife stopped and checked. It was a person. So I'm glad about that. We don't know who it was, but things like that happened, and I'm sure they're not the only ones that came across people almost freezing to death outside. That's why I wanted to tell you guys about the sale of alcohol. If you vote yes, they will sell no more, but you can still order, people that are addicted to that stuff, they can still order their stuff. So please vote yes. Anyway, and also, I'm so glad about the Costco cab and Philly's Pizza helping to for the elders to go vote with the cab. All you have to say is call 543-2169 if you're an elder and say, I want to go vote. They will bring you to a precinct. Then after that, you can call 543-2169 again, Costco cab. They will bring you home. So to and from, you will have a free ride. So that's what we want to stress. The ones we met on this past week on Wednesday, and we talked about other about alcohol issues. Good morning, you guys, and you guys have a nice day and weekend.
Good morning, Ruthie.
Okay, get a call.
All right,
bye.
Bye.
Good morning. Nice to hear your voice.
Right now, we have Mimi calling in from Bethel. Good morning, Mimi.
Yeah, good morning. I would like to say about the cab drivers and the, when that guy was talking about that phone company, I had to win $1,000 just to get a phone from an interest, and I bought one, and somebody stole my phone, and I went to DTI and go ask for my the stuff that I won. I bought everything. That guy is right. I like that idea of what he said. But this cab driver, I didn't like. These new cab drivers are not no good. They were treating me. I could see when I was coming. I just came from Anchorage in February. So anyway, these cab drivers, these new ones I see, they're Koreans. They're not doing their job, but they're supposed to do the job. It seems like it's getting worse. I don't know how to explain it to that cab drivers that's not supposed to be driving that new is treating like they're going to own the cab drivers that is getting. I don't know how to explain this, but anyways, I like the idea of talking about the people that need some help, like social service, social workers. And my pay is not doing any good. I don't get paid. It goes to my payee anyways. I need some help, but I'm getting help here in Bethel. I love this. I like it when they're going to try to help me, but I need some help. I still need some help on my payees because I still never get no money yet, but it goes straight to that. I was wondering if I can find out how I could get my money back somehow, but I know they're helping me. And anyway, God bless you, everybody, and thank you for letting me talk on that. So, okay, bye.
Yes, good morning, Mimi. Yes, there's some... Depending on which tribe you belong to, your tribe is also able to help you with general assistance or any kind of assistance that you might need. And so, you know, if you need any kind of assistance, first of all, go to your tribe. And there's always a well of services that the tribes provide. So even some places have rental assistance. You can go to the tribe and they're able to help you.
Yeah, I did want to go see them, but I'm having, I didn't know how to explain it. But anyways, I need to let somebody know how my situation is going through for my, I don't get no, my just the corporation check. I don't get any of those, nothing, even state money, nothing. But I would like to hear from somebody else on the line. So I'm having problem with my money. I don't get no check, no nothing, barely any. Finally, I see a big money in my hand. I mean, thank God I see. I only see $25 cash when I was leaving Macon. And I didn't like it. The lucky is number for me to go play bingo with that $25. And I had a very good money. $1,000 is my winning price for my money. Oh, boy, I finally see money lost in my pocket. I went straight to the DCI, and I need to get that taking care of that DCI. Is my mine is so like I spend so much money for that big. I was so happy to see a game, it's so weird to see those things, but it been stolen, and they wanted to, you know, help me. And I wanted to listen to that part, that, and the social service and those things that taking my life away. But I'm not against them, but I need some help.
Well, thank
you. I'm glad you're telling me these things.
I hope that they can get you some help, and I hope you take that advice and have some ombudsman from the Native Corporation help you with that. I'm going to announce to all of those listeners who heard about the voting, just so everyone knows, the Bethel City regular election will be held October 2nd, 2018. The polling locations are Precinct Number 1, Lower Kuskokwim School District offices, located at 1004 Ron Edwards Memorial Drive, and Precinct Number 2 is at the YPCC, located at 401 Chief Eddie Hoffman Highway, the Cultural Center. Polling locations will be open from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Election Day. And waiting patiently on the line is one of my favorite people in Bethel, Renee. How are you doing this morning, Renee?
I'm doing good. Thank you, Grady. I appreciate that. I have two things to chat about this morning. The first one being, of course, we have Saturday Market tomorrow, and the doors will open at 8:30 for the vendors, and from 10 to 2 for the public. There should be lots of new arts and crafts, lots of different things to look at. Christmas is coming. It's not, you know, we got plenty of time to plan, but you can start looking. I'm sure there's going to be lots of tasty treats here, and of course I'll have a seating area for folks to sit down and visit. So that's tomorrow, and then the next one won't be until October 13th. Some people may have seen a different date, but the Saturday market in October is on the 13th. So the other thing I want to chat about, Grady, and I know you've been helping out with this a little bit for me, is the Steel Salmon and Raven auction.
Oh, we're looking forward to supporting the Art Guild.
Right. The Art Guild puts that on annually. It supports all of the scholarships that they give, which is, and we'll talk about that then, but they give a lot of art scholarships out to a wide range of people here in Bethel. And what we've done this time, kind of special, is we've asked 8 of the top chefs from the Taste of Bethel to prepare dishes, and that's if you are coming to the dinner, it's a $50 ticket, and you will get 5 tickets. One will be for a drink. Bring your ID if you want to have beer or wine. We also will have other drinks available for those who don't. And then you get 4 food items that you can pick whatever you want. Whatever you want to eat, that's going to be yours. The dinner will be from 5:45 to 6:45. At 6:45, we open the door to the general public. You do not need to pay anything. It's free if you just want to come to the auction. There will be a few items left, I'm sure, because we're ordering more than they could possibly eat. So you could buy some snacks if you are hungry. And then I'm getting some gorgeous ravens and salmons. I'm putting them on display over here at the Cultural Center. So if you want to come see them, these are just gorgeous as always. Ben Charles has done a fabulous one with a mask. You wait till you see it. Paul Daumler has one with a salmon caught in the net. There, I just can't even tell you how gorgeous they are. So that's next Saturday, the 29th, here at the Cultural Center. Tickets are on sale here at the Cultural Center. You should get them before the door because I can't promise there'll be any available. Call me. I'm at 543-4538 if you have any questions at all. And Grady, I think that kind of sums up what I got going on.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the Art Guild's fundraiser. It's an energetic evening, and this change that you've made is relative to the food. I think that you're going to actually... Everyone's going to be happy, but they're going to want more. They're going to be left wanting more from that evening, I think, because it's going to be a great time.
I like it when people want more. That means that we'll do better next year. So call me if you have any questions. Thank you, Grady, for being such a big support, and I'll talk to you later.
Have an excellent day. William, in Bethel, how are you doing?
I never get any better with this kind of weather.
Oh, it's rainy out there.
Oh, man. I was hearing the cell phones being hot this morning. You know, I have have some sort of a problem that certain number that comes in daily, first thing in the morning, and that's out of town, that requires you to press this and your money talks. It called itself money talk, press this and that. Now I take this to the CCI and they didn't even know anything to do about it. I thought they could be able to help these guys with CCI customers, you know. But they didn't even know what to do about it.
I can appreciate your frustration when you expect.
It's probably not only me, you know. It's probably some place around town, but this certain number of hours comes in every morning. Money talk, press this and that, and I'm afraid to lose my grant because they press anything if they get a hold of it. And I try to take it down to GCI, but they were unable to help me. Now, how do they block these things out from me?
I'm surprised they can't block the number for that one caller. It's the same number every day?
Yeah, even I had it from the beginning. I thought we had it blocked off, and then I brought it down to GCI, and they couldn't do anything about it.
Well, one of the ways that you can block a number is you have to put a name to it. And so if that number comes up and then add to your contact, and you can call them whatever, Joe or...
Or Block.
Or Block. You can call them Block. And then add them to your list of names and your contacts, and you can block them. Once you have added them to your contacts, then you can edit... Press edit and then go scroll all the way down and you'll have an option to block. Then you can block them. And I know I've been hearing a lot of complaints about cell phones. Sometimes, you know, when I order cell phones, I order from Amazon.com, and they have to be GMS unlocked phones. And sometimes also when you have battery issue, you can go on Amazon or you can Google the battery and if you don't have a computer, you can find somebody who has a computer who can help you. They can Google the battery number, and it'll pop up, and there'll be different places where you can order that particular battery from. So, if you want to block that number, give a name for that the number, and then once you give them the name, then you can block them.
Yeah, just instantly when I was trying to get a hold of you, you tried to come on again, you know. But I didn't answer it. I never answered.
Okay. Well, give that number a name, and then you can block that person once you give them a name.
By answering it?
No. No, by adding them to your contact list.
Oh. Yeah, well... Need to do something about it before he penetrates too, you know. These guys will never give up. No. But anyway, I thought I'd turn that in and say here, cell phone problems this morning.
All right, thanks for calling, William.
Thanks for talking to me.
Good morning.
Artemis Gordon writes in email to radio@kyuk.org. I have a question for the supporters of the Local Option Initiative that will appear on the ballot this fall. Why didn't you support one of the local options that allowed for restaurants to continue to serve beer and wine? Why did you want to go for a full ban on alcohol sales? Philly's Restaurant has been a model of responsible business as it pertains to selling beer and wine to their customers. The proposed initiative hurts their business for no reason. It's time people realize that there are positive, moderate alcohol sales, like in restaurants, and negative sales, like in liquor stores. Banning all sales makes our region look like we are grasping for solutions rather than critically looking at the situation. If you have questions relative to the alcohol initiative question, you can send those into news@kyuk.org. KYUK will be hosting a live show on the topic with a representative from Alaska Alcohol and Marijuana Control Board on Thursday, September 27th from 11 a.m. to 12 noon. In the meantime, I have Renee calling back in real quick, I think. Renee, go ahead.
Yep, thank you. I'm calling in with a different hat on my head this time. I'm calling for the Bethel Council on the Arts. We're the ones that do all the performance. We bring live groups in, and we also put on the Chamay Festival every year. We're the sponsors for that. On October 19th, Bethel Council on the Arts will be bringing Kat Moore and Chris Lessing in for a show here at the Cultural Center. And they are a great band. They play in, they played at the State Fair. They play all around the Anchorage area. They're, you know, they're Alaskan. We like to support Alaskan artists. So we will have tickets on sale for that. I just wanted people to put it on their calendar. October 19th, there will be a concert here at the Cultural Center. So there you go.
Great stuff. Also waiting. Right. Have a nice day, Renee. Also waiting on the line, Susan. Susan, go ahead.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, that gentleman that called about the unwanted call, if he doesn't understand the instructions Ina gave him, they could probably do that for him at the counter at GCI. Just go ahead and put the name under, you know, contact, name it block, and then, you know, all that stuff. I'm not techie myself, and the people at the GCI counter, they can do little things like that for people. There was something on the news, statewide news, the other day that there's going to be more and more solicitors, unwanted calls, hitting cell phone numbers now. That's the next target. So there's going to be other people that are going to have that same problem if that prediction is so.
Hey, Susan, do you know, you know about the WEA and EAS test? This is a new emergency, like, alert system thing.
Yeah, that's hitting through. That's going to hit the cell phones.
That's next week. It's going to hit the cell phones on October 3rd at 10:18 Alaska time in the morning. All the wireless carriers are going to send a tone to us with a test message. It essentially is allowing, it'll allow in the future the President of the United States to send alerts to every single cell phone in the country. It's an expansion of the existing emergency alert system.
Well, here's the thing about cell phones. You can use them for good or you can use them to annoy people. But, you know, that's how they found that gal from that little girl in Kotzebue.
Unfortunately.
They followed the cell phone path. And found out that guy was lying, and you know you can use them to find people that are missing, and you know there are little GPS things on us. So that's why the government has all these subsidy programs so everyone can have a cell phone. It's because they're used to tag us too. I mean, they're convenient to have, but they also are convenience for the government to keep tabs on us. So. It's kind of a two-way street. If you want your phone, they want you to have a phone. So I guess win-win on both sides. Anyway, I was calling about someone wrote a letter to the editor about the chamber flyer saying Lousetown on the map. That's an old chamber flyer because the chamber 3 or 4 years ago put out a new flyer, and there's no Lousetown label on the map. They beat everyone else in getting rid of that label. So just wanted to...
Clear the air.
Yeah, clear the air on that. And then on elections on October 2nd, you know, people are going to go show vote and la-di-da-da, check off the different names. Mark Springer wasn't able to get his name on there because he was really sick. He had the paperwork, but he was, like, hospitalized sick. So that's a write-in, and that's an easy name to spell. And be sure to color the oval in. So if you want to vote for Mark, he's going to be write-in. It's just that he didn't get listed, and there's a lot of good candidates on there, so I just wanted to put the word out on that. And I also want to put a word in to vote for local option. And the gentleman that emailed about, well, how come we can't just have it at the restaurant and not have liquor stores and just do it that way? Well, that's a decision from the statewide board on what the definition of wet, damp, and dry is. That's them defining it. And that's the options we're limited to vote for. So that's not the people of Bethel. You know, we vote for wet, damp, or dry. This election to vote yes on this proposition will give us the power as a democracy to vote wet, damp, or dry. Initially, it'll close the liquor stores and all that. But it's to give us back. And I think there's going to be a thing in the paper to explain all that, too, for the people to vote. And then on the elections in November, the vote for Stand for Salmon, that's another yes vote from me they're going to get because those regulations haven't been updated. They have never been updated since statehood. I mean, these regulations are more than 50 years old, and the recognized salmon tributaries, there's more of them now that need to be under that category that weren't recognized 50 years ago. So it's going to protect all the tributaries. It's going to give the people more say-so and input on projects down the road. And it will make people, I think it will make people more open-minded to having Donlin Creek, because they do propose local hire and they do stand behind that and have proven to stand behind that. So I just think it will be a compromisable thing that will for progress, but with the first number one priority being the environment and wildlife and protecting that. And so, other than that, I hear dead air on your end. What's up?
Well, I'm just waiting to see what else you were to tell us. And to segue to, you can mention something about Project Homeless Connect, because I don't know if anyone's going to call in about that.
Oh,
and
yeah,
you seem to know a lot about
bring
that.
Bring your food donations to the library, because Homeless Connect is happening October 20th, and then our next food bank will be the week following that. And we really want people to put out what resources are available. It's not just homeless, it's people food insecure, utility insecure. There's people worrying about if they're going to be able to stay under the roof all winter, wherever they're renting and whatever they can afford. So there's a lot of people that really need to know that there's hope and support and people that care and options they can do that'll help them through the winter. And I do want to say, if you have food, to go ahead and donate it to the library for now, because that's going to go out to Homeless Connect, and if there's anything left over, it'll, you know, it's not going to go to waste. So, and then tomorrow at Saturday Market, I got a bunch of sympathy cards and whatever, so people can sign them. We're going to send them to Kotzebue.
Mm-hmm.
St. Bethel loves Kotzebue, so we're going to send them some love. So I will have some cards at my table that you can sign and send yourself, or I can send them, or we can get a group of people to sign a card, or bring a card to work and have your coworkers sign it, however you want to do it. But we're going to send some love to Kotzebue right now.
Well, Susan, I want to thank you personally for not forgetting to be awesome to everybody, because you're one of those people that emulate the kind of people I like to try to be myself.
We all got to be awesome, because you're either part of the problem or part of the solution. You can't ignore it. So everyone be awesome.
Absolutely. Have an excellent
day. Thank
you, Susan. You too. Bye.
So when that test on that cell phone thing happens next week on October 3rd, the Alaska Division of Homeland Security and the Emergency Management is also conducting a short survey after the test to get information on the effectiveness of it. So if you'd like to participate in that survey, the survey asks if the test was received, the zip code it was received in, the phone's make, model, and wireless carrier. Residents in the state of Alaska are asked to go to ready.alaska.gov and find the link to that survey when that test happens on October 3rd. What we're trying to do, or what the National Emergency Response System is trying to do, is trying to up its game. You might be familiar with the EAS signals that radio stations and television stations pass.
Oh, most definitely. Yeah. I'm a product of public television.
It looks like we got someone from ANIAC calling in. Herman, how are you doing this morning?
Yeah, good morning. I was going to make a few comments. That Stanford salmon, it sounds really good, but it's poorly written. It's written by these outside environmental groups going to shut down Alaska. And there's other ways to code to stop that mine. But voting for that Stanford salmon, it's not the right thing to do. It's very poorly written, and it's going to hurt Alaska more than anything, more than helping us. There's other ways to put the sound, but what I was really calling about was I was in Anchorage, and I was riding a cab, and a cab driver were talking. He's saying he's going to probably be losing his job in a little while, because what Anchorage is doing is they're taking these cab driver jobs and giving them to these people that they're bringing in from, they call them refugees, but it seemed like he tell me himself that they're giving their jobs to these people that they're bringing in. They bought thousands from Germany, and they're bringing more and more, like there's no limit. And he said they're even kicking those people out of the low-income housing in Anchorage, and they're giving them to these people they're bringing in. And then they say, what do we do with all these homeless people? But it's not only happening here in Alaska. It's happening in California. It's happening in Europe. They're being invaded. Seems like they found a way to take over our government. They use the news, like KTU, KTVA, and they use they put liberal hosts on talk radio and things like that. But, you know, God said, you know, don't be discouraged when you see all this. Just the way this world is going, like it's getting worse and worse. It's scary when they start taking jobs away from Alaska and giving them to foreigners. And even our permanent fund, they give these foreigners $3,800 a month. And here they tell us they can't give us our poor permanent fund. And this coming upcoming election, be careful who you vote for. They are starting to use Facebook and Twitter, because the owners of Facebook and Twitter, they're liberal. They want this. They want all these things that are hurting us, and they're using that to like destroy our country. Even happening in Alaska. But you know, Christ is coming back soon. You could see it. You know, there's going to be a tribulation. And you got to call on Christ Jesus and believe in him. It's happening before our eyes. I couldn't believe what their cab driver was telling me. He was feeling kind of bummed about what they're doing. They're controlling our government. But don't lose hope. There's another life ahead of us. We're only here for a little while. Look at all these people who passed away. You know, if they had a chance, they would say, I should have turned to Christ and not be the scourge of this world and don't follow this world. But that's the reason I was calling. Be careful about this Danforth salmon. It sounds good, but there's other ways to stop that mind. I thank you guys for having this talk. So it gives us the chance to show what's really going on. Instead of listening to KTU, KTVA, they want everything bad. They want gay marriage. They want sex education to be taught in our schools, that we have to accept that kind of lifestyle. I hope that there's a way to stop it, but it's getting worse and worse. But that's just how it is. What it is what it is. Okay, thank you for listening. Have a nice day.
You too, Herman. Thank you for calling. I encourage everybody out there who's a voter to look into all ballot initiatives that they're going to vote on, and look for the unbiased view on both sides of everything. I try to do the same myself, and that's all I can encourage others to do.
For all of you that are listening on the radio, we are taking calls. The phone number to call is 543-5985, 543-2756. And if you're calling from the village, you can dial 1-800-995-8954. Or you can email radio@kyuk.org.
Well, tell me about a little bit more about the event that you have planned coming up on the 6th. Was it 5th and
6th? No, 4th and 5th.
4th and 5th, October, sorry. The 4th and 5th of October. Tell me about it.
It's going to be at the multipurpose building, which mm-hmm. we call the Old Bowling Alley. And it's going to be hosted by our ONC MSPI program. We have Eleanor Roll, who is coming from Anchorage. And we're recognizing the month of October is the Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And so we wanted to have something that, and we're titling it the Empowering Women's Conference, and it's in the evenings from 6 to about 9:30. And so it's open to the public. Everybody is invited, whether you're a woman or, you don't have to be a woman to attend. But it's open to the public, and we're excited about it.
I'm glad it's after hours. I'm glad it's so the people who work can take advantage of it.
Almost
too.
Definitely.
Great. We got a caller. It's John. He's from Eek. How you doing this? How you doing today, John?
Yes. Good morning. This is John Cutter. I'm coming from Eek, Alaska.
Spectacular. What's going on?
Yes, I wanted to say something about blocking, telephone blocking. I had the same problem. Someone kept on calling me. Somebody said to open the contact section and put the name on the contact. When one put their names on the contact, it'll never work. The telephone number does. The other thing is on calls, voicemail or email. Mm-hmm. Works for me. Thank you, Robert.
Whoa, that was quick. Thank you for John. Oh. Thank you, John, for calling.
Yeah.
Eek. And then we have another John calling from Bethel. Good morning, John.
Oh, good morning. I was just wondering about all the stuff happening in around this area, that our culture is in jeopardy. Our way of life is in jeopardy. And there's powers that be can change that. You know, we're fully made to vote now, and it's for the other culture. And disrespect to our culture and wanting to have not anything to do with it. It's discrimination. Our way of life is in very, very in deep trouble. You take it nowadays, our language is just about gone. Everybody's speaking the same language. It's almost like being forced upon the native people that are around this area. So, you know, all this happening around this area, it's nothing but discrimination. So, you know, you guys have a nice day. I don't want to go on further with this. Thank you.
Thank you for voicing your concerns, John. We do have another caller, and Alex from Bethel.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I would like to talk about a couple of things. The first thing that I want to talk about is in honor of one of the elderly persons from upriver Kuskokwim. He wanted me to make sure that I bring this up during the English talk show, and I am not going to mention his name. He didn't tell me whether it's okay or not for to mention his name. So I am going to keep this as anonymous person, the elder, as anonymous, and I'm just conveying what his concerns are about the liquor store in Bethel. He told me that to make sure that I bring this up during the English talk show, that he would like to see that voters vote. I believe it's what do you call that? The thing that I mean, I'm kind of lost in the political arena these days, but it has to do with shutting down the liquor store in Bethel or completely. He told me the reasons what political arena know as rationale that he's using is that there are too many people who are dying. And he told me since the liquor store opened from the area, there's been at least 20 individuals who lost their lives in the area. And for that reason, he wanted to make sure that the voters support the closure of a liquor store in Bethel. And I do support it individually too myself, because I do know that not only in our family ties, but in other families, there's so many problems going on as a result of liquor. And another thing that I wanted to mention is that what Herman Morgan mentioned earlier, I believe it was Herman Morgan, who called from ANIAC relating to stand for salmon measure or ballot. I was looking at the measure, the proposed rules on that. Well, actually, it's not the proposed rules, because the fact that, you know, under the political arena, the regulations don't come out until legislation is passed or something like this is passed. I was looking at that document, and I'm sorry I never looked at it because I was so busy with different things. I was looking at that, and I am going to vote no on that for one reason. And I know that people like Ruth, who's been supporting to I believe Ruth and others that, you know, they've talked about this on radios. But there's something that we all should look at before we vote on it. There is no part in that document which talks about subsistence harvest of fisheries. But there is part in it which makes me kind of concerned, maybe very much like Herman, that once this one is passed, maybe there will be more closures on salmon. Why? Because they will be protecting not only salmon, but maybe other anadromous fish species that people depend on. And one other thing that kind of make me a little mixed up as I was reading the document was because the fact that they are talking about permits. Once the salmon managers or managers of fishery managers are concerned about species, they will begin to think about permit systems, and or maybe they will regulate more of the harvest. They call it take. Take in a scientific arena means harvest of resources. So I'm going to shut and listen. Thank you very much for taking my call, and good morning.
Thank you, Alex, and appreciate your position as well on the Stand for Salmon Initiative. Lindsay in Juneau, waiting patiently. How are you doing this morning, Lindsay?
Hi, I'm well, thanks. Good morning, thanks for having me. I'm so glad that I started listening when I did. I work for Stand for Salmon. I'm from Alaska. I'll be up in Bethel on Tuesday, but I was wondering if I could just respond directly to Alex's concerns, which I think are really good ones. But of course, I'll be voting yes. And
just do me the favor, keep under our 5-minute rule.
Oh yeah, you tell me when to stop.
Go ahead.
I think just to be really clear, what everyone needs to know is that this ballot measure is an update to only one law in Alaska. And it is not the law that has to do with how fisheries are managed. So there's really just no way that that the ballot measure could impact the way, you know, the way that managers are managing fisheries and the way that harvests are being determined. So the only time that this law would come into play is when somebody applies for a permit because they're going to develop a project that's going to have an impact on the habitat. So that's it. That's the trigger. It has absolutely nothing to do with managing the fisheries or managing subsistence or anything like that. And in fact, the ballot measure was written by Indigenous Alaskans to protect subsistence, and by Indigenous Alaskans and others, many of us, to protect subsistence. So if anything, this is all about protecting the habitat, you know, that salmon need to thrive and survive so that there can continue to be subsistence harvest. I wonder if you guys could let me know if there were some other questions, too, before Alex got on that maybe I could just speak to while I'm on.
You know, I had a few comments about Sanford Salmon, but not questions that I would specifically relay to you. Why don't you tell me a little bit about the campaign that underplays Alaska Center's role? You guys, there's some recent news relative to Sanford Salmon.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that whole thing's just a joke to distract, because, I mean, I think that whole thing's just trying to distract voters, because, you know, we know that Alaskans value salmon, and are probably going to vote yes. And I think the really big multinational corporations that are against this, they want you to be confused, because they don't want to have to play by these kinds of specific rules in terms of how they're developing projects in salmon habitat. So, you know, I don't work for the Alaska Center. I'm not doing my commercial fishing business, I work for a different group called Salmon State. And there's, you know, a coalition of tribes and commercial fishermen and nonprofits across Alaska right now who are working on this together. That's all I have to say there. There's no hidden, dark, outside money that I am aware of in any way. And I think that's a lie, and that's a joke to try to keep people confused.
Lindsay, while I have you, why don't you state for our listeners what a yes vote on the Stand for Salmon ballot initiative means?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you're gonna get my opinion, because you sort of just can't help it, but to me, a yes vote means that you are saying, yes, we want to add language to the one paragraph in our state's habitat permitting law that says when you develop projects in salmon habitat, there has to be a public process so the public can be notified and the public can be engaged, meaning like local governments and tribes and organizations can have a say. It means that you're voting to add science-based criteria for how we protect salmon. Right now, the law just says the commissioner should issue projects for permits as long as he or she protects salmon. And we want to put in there criteria that says, okay, the permits need to say we're going to protect the water quality, we're going to maintain the water quantity, we're going to provide for safe passage for fish so that out-migrating smolt salmon can make it out to the ocean and that returning adult salmon can make it back to spawn.
Cool.
And a really good example of why we need this law are the fish habitat permits. There were 13 of them that were just issued for the Donlin project in your region. And, you know, I don't have I'm not going to give a position on whether or not that project's good or bad. I know there's a lot of different opinions in your region, but I think what everyone does agree on is that they want to see development like that happen near the Kuskokwim River, with, you know, as much protection for subsistence resources and salmon as we can possibly have. And so right now the law doesn't say that we have to do that. We want to beef up this law so that as these mega projects go forward, it's more clear how we're going to protect fisheries. And one of the things that just happened with the permits that were issued for Donlin is that nobody had an opportunity to comment on them or to even know about them, because right now there's no public process, there's no public notice. And the new law would make it so that people there, people on the ground, people who live near the project at least know and can comment on what's happening.
Well, thank you for your time, Lindsay. That's all the time I can give you. I appreciate you answering that ballot question. I have a patient caller waiting online now from Akiak. Roy, how are you today?
Yeah, good morning. Pretty good subjects this morning. Anyway, politics as usual, misinformation, disinformation as usual. A person that we really do need to research as individuals to vote in the measures that are being brought up, because it's some of those initiatives that they're trying to get out of just so it seemed like it's pro but it ends up being con. But anyway, the points that the previous caller made, the habitat is what this ballot whatever initiative fits stand for salmon, to my comprehension, it's the protection of the habitat. And without the protection of the habitats of the fish, where they are going or where they spawn, without that ability to protect the habitat, it's ultimate measure whether we're going to be getting our fish annually. And mining issues, international issues, and she brought them up very good. And with a big time, big corporate money out there, and politics as usual, conservatism, and no offense on people. But anyway, it gets to be a real touchy issue. So anyway, I really appreciate getting more information in reference to the people of the listening audience to really get into and getting into it and then get the grounds, because if without the habitat, how can you have returning fish for the fish to be able to come back to? In other words, without a real safe fish habitat, we could never have fish, and mining will destroy it. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Roy.
Yeah, there's a lot of different opinions, and many of us are looking into it deeply. Some of us are making our opinions just from the cuff. I encourage everyone to look at both sides to find out as much information. You know, the laws that they're looking to amend are 50 years old. So a no vote says leave those existing rules in place. Don't amend them. Ostensibly, maybe because you might have concerns that business or other interests might be impacted. I can appreciate both sides of this. I can definitely appreciate that. Lines are open. You can call in at 543-5985, 543-2756, or toll free 1-800-995-8954. Call in now. Lines are free and clear, and you don't have to talk about politics. You can tell me anything. What do you got?
Well, anyway, somebody was mentioning that they would like to have Mrs. Potts on the radio.
You know, it's funny. Yesterday when we were scrambling to think about a co-host, I mentioned to one of the other co-workers here, I said, what about Ina Pavla? And she said, oh, well, we could do her English impression.
Oh, most definitely. And they're requesting that I sing, but Miss Potts does not sing.
Well, I'm happy that you were able to join us today. I wouldn't like to be here alone, tell you that much, especially for this moment right here where I have to fill a little bit of dead air as I'm waiting for someone to call in. Now, I mentioned about this EAS thing, the wireless carrier, but there's the food drive at the library. You know, Susan mentioned that. The library is waiving fines if you bring in non-perishables for the Homeless Connect. You can always bring in your recycling during Saturday markets, because the KUC Student Government Recycling Committee has been collecting aluminum cans outside of the Cultural Center during those Saturday markets, and we have one this weekend. Collect your cans at home and turn them into the KUC Recycling Committee whenever there's a Saturday market. They're only able to accept aluminum cans, though. Please don't bring any other recyclable materials. Start recycling now so you can save waste from entering our landfill while supporting KUC City Government. And now, on the line, waiting to talk to you, is Homer, and he's here in Bethel. Homer, how are you?
Homer?
No, not Homer?
No, Howard.
Howard.
Yeah, hey, I hear a lot of negative talk about the liquor store, you know. Liquor's been here for thousands of years in this area. Probably even further. But why isn't anybody, if we got so many smart people trying to shut down the liquor store, why aren't we teaching people about drinking? And how much trouble is causing some people because they don't have no way to learn this stuff. They don't have no way to, no one to talk to. And still, everybody is still China stopped the liquor store, which is the revenue for the city of Bethel. And that's the only revenue that we get that it isn't bringing to fix the potholes and the buildings they want to put up, city services, everything, you know? I know it's caused a lot of problems for some people because they don't know when to say enough's enough, you know? Just don't touch it. Don't go and buy it. Don't hang around people that drink all the time if you're trying to stop. You know? That is revenue for this area, for this town. And we vote for it. I know we get a lot of people from the villages that come here. And, you know, their families were drunks and inebriated all the time. And they come here and they make Bethel look bad. Not the Bethel themselves, people, you know, just people that come to Bethel. They don't know how to say, enough's enough. I won't do that anymore. I'll take care of myself. I'll make a decision to say, I won't have it no more, you know? So I just really frustrated with all these outsiders coming here and they well, it's the alcohol. If it is the alcohol, then don't use it. Don't have too much salt. Don't eat so much salt. Don't have so much sugar and pop and juice and stuff like that, you know? Be careful. Watch yourself. Teach yourself to be to know your limits. So please vote for the liquor store and don't be ashamed to say, hey, that is true. You got to stop and choose yourself, you know. Can't have people choose for you. And I would like to say that and say have a good day and have a good weekend.
You too, Howard.
I'm sorry for all the people that passed with not knowing what made them or what made them go that way, you know. We don't know. Every individual has a different way of taking care of their problems. So I'm just want to say I'm not pro liquor. I just want people to make their own mind up and, you know, decide, hey, when will I stop? Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Howard. You know, I've been real happy to be sitting here at the host chair today because there's been both sides of everything. I've heard both sides of Stand for Salmon. I've heard both sides of the alcohol ballot initiative, and it just highlights the truth that there is an opinion out there on both sides of everything. In our community, we want to listen to our neighbors. We want to understand where they're coming from. And when we're on one side of something and one of our neighbors and friends is on the other side, it behooves of us as a community member and as a neighbor and as a friend to listen to our neighbors and understand where they're coming from before we just attack. And I really have been happy with the callers today expressing a wide variety of opinion.
Most definitely. One of the things that, you know, came about was the Jelga Dock, and I want to speak just a little bit about it. And it's we at ONC, we kind of, you know, a lot of people in this area didn't really know what it meant, but it's all for wellness, you know, wellness of mind, wellness of soul, wellness of body. And so when we had the community wellness gathering, we were focusing on those. And I know one of the things that we would like to do, again, we would like to have another one of those, but have it, you know, Jalga Jalga, community wellness gathering. And one of the things that we talk about is, you know, the historical trauma and not only that, how, you know, certain things are passed down, not only genetically, but physically down through the generations. And it's really informative. And we're doing what we can to heal our communities, to heal our people, because of all the things that have
Well, we have a caller. I think that, but I'm judging from your face that we're both having the same problem. Forgive us in advance if we mispronounce it. I think that it's Keppel from Quigg, but where are we?
Quinahawk.
Quinahawk. Quinahawk. Keppel from Quinahawk.
There you go.
How are you doing?
Just fine. How are you doing? I've been kind of listening off and on, loading gas in the boat, go up the river today, but I've got a problem with conflicts of interest. And the first conflict I'm looking at, after 27 years in Bethel, we fought long and hard to bring income in, quit pretending that the alcohol problem's going to go away. Nothing's ever changed. Swimming pool's going to save people from drowning. That ain't happening either. But where you got a problem here, you have a guy that I'm sure is a very good guy. He's got public interest serving on committees and commissions or whatever for the city. Yeah, he's articulate, he's smart, but he has a huge conflict of interest running for the city council. And the man's whole paycheck comes from the city, even though he doesn't work for the city. If you're running the swimming pool, you're working over there at the YK Fitness or whatever they call it now, you have a conflict. You can't possibly sit there and talk budgets when it's that time of the year without realizing that your job's going to go away if the new council starts addressing $1.5 million or more dollar a year loss at the swimming pool. Now, there's just no way that that's not sitting in the back of his mind every inch of the way. And how the city clerk managed to let him slide past that when Fritz Charles put his name in just to fill a vacant seat and couldn't meet the city requirements because he was an ex-city employee, you know, that hadn't been out of his job long enough. I see this as a huge conflict because there's absolutely no way, no matter how good a guy this guy is, there's no way he can sit there and say, we need to close the stupid swimming pool and start addressing the costs in the city like water and sewer. So that's what I had there. Thank you.
Thank you for your time. I appreciate that.
I just need some clarification.
I guess for clarification's sake, I'll comment. Shadi Ravi works for the pool, and he's also a candidate for city council. So that caller is commenting that he believes that there's a conflict of interest there relative to Shadi's running for city council and also his direct employer being a budget item on the thing. And I'm not going to weigh in there because I don't know.
I'm not really sure, but I was thinking that the swimming pool was owned by YKHC.
No, it's not.
Wrong.
It's run by a separate organization. It's run under contract,
okay.
But it's budgeted through some city line item. And again, I'm not fully equipped to talk about it intelligently, but...
Neither am I.
But I do know that it is not run by the city. It's run by another agency that operates under contract. I also know that there is some budgeting from the city that happens there, and I can understand the content of that caller's comments. Meanwhile, on the line, I have Yvonne. Yvonne, how you doing, Yvonne?
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Yeah, well, everybody's giving their opinion on the liquor store. Here's mine.
All right.
Well, after a day of petitioning me and my wife, I asked my 10-year-old granddaughter what Papa and Grandma were doing. She replied, trying to close the liquor store. I asked her, you want a liquor store? No. How come? I don't want to see drunk people. And that's my opinion. And what got me started on this petition? I heard an elder on the radio. And what triggered it more was another young person dying. Alcohol-related, overdose. And I thank those people that helped me with the petition, those that signed, we're on from the heart, because we already seen how a liquor store affects Bethel and the surrounding villages. I always stated that, even before they opened one. In closing, for the children, for the elders, and for peace itself, please vote yes. And I always forget to thank KYUK for letting us express our feelings every Friday, Thursday, and Monday. Guyana. Good morning.
Yvonne, I want to thank you. You know, citizens like you who voice their opinion and also who coalesce their opinion through ballot questions like the one that you put forward are what makes city government work. So regardless of how I feel about that issue, I'm happy that you bring it up and that you brought up the issue to our city government. Looking forward to it. The vote.
Most definitely. Right now we have Stanley calling in from Bethel. Good morning, Stanley.
Good morning. I'd like to thank Howard for his stance on the alcohol issue. And I would like to ask the villages, what business do you have of meddling with Bethel politics? The people of Bethel voted for that liquor store. You have nothing to say about it. Why are you meddling? The old women down there that are so ugly, their husbands come to Bethel to stay drunk to get away from them. I can understand that, yeah. But why are you meddling in Bethel politics? That's Bethel's issue, not yours. You can't take care of your own village? Stay home and shut up. Thank you.
Ooh, all right, let's keep our comments a little bit calmer. I think this might be one of the last callers. We definitely have just 5 minutes left and patiently waiting. It's Dick. Are you on the line, Dick?
No, it's Nick.
It's Nick. Sorry about that. We had some trouble hearing it. It did say couldn't catch that. Nick, what's going on?
Okay, apology accepted. There's things go through with, you know, saying apologies to people is always good. So, but what I'm the reason I'm calling is it's about within Donald Gold, how they look at hiring all of us from the Yukon, Kuskokwim areas, and, you know, within how much we are getting, like, saying, bombed from all the people from all around the world that's coming to Alaska for all these jobs. It's just like when the gold mining days, when, you know, all the people coming up from the lower 48. You can hear how much they say that they care, but if you hear these people that's running around in the villages and the saying how much they care and how much they look at promising the people all these jobs. One thing, and I'm looking at hitting a median, and it was some time back where one of the people that's running around these villages representing Donald Gold look at me as one person stranded. I went through this. Is where I was stranded out in the middle of the Kuskokwim and needed some help. But this guy goes, oh, you'll be okay. I'm in a rush. I can't do anything for you right now. And maybe if I gave him $100 right now, he would say, okay, then you can jump in my boat. But this is so terribly wrong. And where I hear there's two rivers if the down goes through, that they don't care if they ruin the fish population in that them two rivers, and how much problem we do have already with our restrictions on this river. And you know, it all goes within who we vote for. You know, looking at all these people, it don't matter who they are with the state, they're still coming up from wherever and running for our governors. We are getting put down so far that we can't even control ourselves in one village. So, you know, it's really frustrating, but they themselves have to hear it. You know, it maybe they call us racist or, you know, stuff like that. But no, the people just speak out. The only way that anything's going to be really solved is because the people, and it's not going to take just one person, but it's going to take the people to speak out what do you want to stand up for? And, you know, it is upsetting, but, you know, people accept the truth with being happy, being mad, or being sad. And so I hope a lot of things come out with, you know, just like with your alcoholism, it's always going to be there. And so we got to look at life itself. Thank you.
Thank you, Nick. Appreciate your time. Anonymous, you're on the line now.
Hi. Good morning. Good afternoon. My mind is really racing with a lot of thoughts that I want to say. But one thing that out of all the thoughts that I'm thinking, one thing that sticks in my head is, you know, we're a strong people. We're really strong. And we were like this before white people came. We're still strong now. And it shows. Somebody gets hurt, everybody pulls together. Even other way around, when somebody keeps doing wrong and they can't learn, they get banned. Banishment is hard and tough. But then if you look at it, love is really strong, because it'll always be there. And before white people came and interfered with our beliefs, we were strong then. We'll still be strong. And the way they treat us is, I mean, they're kind and everything and have you, but like what callers were saying earlier, something happened to us. It takes time. But if it was somebody else, hurry up, let's get a chance. But then it's not those in the government. We look to our own people for strength and support. You know? You're there?
Oh, yes, we are here. I'm sorry. We're just listening to you.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you again. And I'm sorry I got emotional.
It's okay. It's good to, you know, there's a teaching in our culture not to keep it in, that whatever you have to take out, that you need to take out so it doesn't become sickness. And that's one of the teachings that, you know, we teach. And
it's unfortunate, but that's all the time we have. I wish we had some time to talk
more.
Yeah,
that's the teaching. Our teachings are strong.
All right, so it's all the time we have today. For today, the show is now over. I'm sorry about that. We didn't have time to talk about that more at the end there. Talk line, you're listening. Stay tuned for more broadcast from KYUK.